This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. 60 minutes left of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. Covering a lot of ground. Passion is of the essence today on a Monday.
Is it passion?
I think it was something, because the minute that you saw that there was a change, which we all were unaware of, that they were even contemplating a change in the uniforms of the Texans, but then when you found out what it was, we went from close but no cigar Astros comeback to what the hell is going on around here, get off my lawn.
It infuriates me, and it shouldn't, but there's something about this team's stubbornness, all across the board stubbornness, that makes me, just drives me nuts.
Is it fair to say it's also conservative?
Absolutely. It's a great word and way to describe the Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. It's a very conservative organization.
And I think a lot of people were hoping that when Mr. McNair passed away, that there would be some more open-mindedness going forward, both from a personnel standpoint, but just overall decision-making of the organization being a little bit more open-minded. And so far, that hasn't been the case.
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
I mean, as we say, too, and you know, again, I say even from a player perspective, because we all know if you've had a checkered past, you're not going to play for the Houston Texans. And so with the draft coming up, if they have the choice between two guys, say two offensive linemen, and one has had a couple of mishaps in his past, whether it be in college or, you know, team related or otherwise, and another guy is squeaky clean, they're going squeaky clean.
Oh, yeah.
Even if the other guy's a better player.
Always been that way.
Yeah.
Somebody texted and said, even though I don't find myself agreeing a lot with the show's takes, I will say that y'all do a good job responding to the text line. And it's not that the points y'all make are completely asinine, just different from mine is all.
So basically what he's saying is his points are asinine. We just don't agree with him.
I think he was trying to compliment us. I'm pretty sure there was a compliment in there somewhere. Right. Maybe it might have been. Yeah. Hey, Barry, when you're ready to do your media room, let me know. Operations manager for AV company, we can make it awesome.
There you go.
No idea. No name, no nothing.
It's a text line. You got a
phone. That's true. I'll screenshot that. Yeah. But my brother-in-law works for a AV company too. So I was going to have him come over and wire it, but the problem is he ain't got no hookups for me.
Yeah, you got to open a box and then realize you don't need it, and then hey, that's
I'm trying to get some hookups on some screens or something, deal. Man, cuz that's
I know peeps, but I don't know if I want to help you.
Well, I don't blame you. That wouldn't help me either.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
You know, we were making the promise of helping the peeps that help us by listening to us all the time. And this giveaway right here, I think all three of us would be very much in on. Needless to say, the number entering in 1444, who thinks like I'm 80 years old and I don't know what social media is, he has to realize that we all have a bit of an interest in hip-hop and R&B. How about this one, guys? ESPN 97.5 and Live Nation want to send you to the Snoop Dogg and Friends concert, Smart Financial Center, April the 25th. Snoop Dogg bringing friends like Warren G, G-Funk, and the Dog Pound to celebrate 25 years of Doggy Style. That should be a pretty darn good show in a really nice really new venue. Show. Let's go caller number, Barry, you call it.
Caller number 19, because that's how long it's been since there's been a uniform change.
Caller
Texans.
Number 19, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to see the show. For more information on the concert, if you don't win the tickets, go to livenation.com. But Snoop Doggy Dogg is heading to Sugarland. That should be a good show. April 25th. There you have it.
I just realized it's been 17, not 19, but whatever.
Close enough. 19 is the caller, not 17.
I was thinking 2000 in my mind. It's 2002. Whatever. 19 works. I was still able to get in one more jab on the way out.
So there you have that.
What the hell did it go?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Somebody said the Cowboys star never changes. Well, I mean, there are a lot of logos that don't change.
Tradition and winning right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of logos that don't change, but that doesn't mean that you can't adapt. You can't change and you can't do something new. So, I mean, there are plenty of the Astros, the Rockets, they've all set the precedents that can happen. There's no reason for the NFL has to be so stubborn.
Cowboys, I mean, they used to win championships in, you know, 86 years ago.
Indeed.
And they used to be America's team 76 years ago.
I didn't get to read this article that you posted.
Which one?
Peyton Manning turns down ESPN again.
Again, second time.
Do they just keep asking him? I mean, how did this come up?
Last month, the president of ESPN and the top talent guru, they call him, got on a plane, flew to Denver, tried to talk him into joining Booger and Joe Tessitore in the booth.
Now, there's the problem, is I feel like Manning was smart to turn it down because he didn't want to work with Booger. He was probably like, Tony Romo doesn't need anybody else. I don't need a Booger McFarland.
This is going to disturb you even more then, okay?
Okay.
Because one of the reactions from ESPN following Manning's decision, and Manning is going to stay involved with ESPN. He's going to continue to do that show where he breaks down quarterback play and things like that. He's got a couple other things coming out with them. So he'll have some other things where you'll get some Peyton Manning on the from an ESPN perspective. But they said this will allow Booger to expand his role even further, going from the Booger Mobile to actually being in the booth.
Oh.
They consider him to be a likable and rising talent in the business that can continue to grow as part of the main team.
Can I translate that for you?
Yep.
We didn't get our choices, so we're stuck with him.
But you still have a budget, so there's still time. You could still go out and find somebody else. But again, what we talked about all last year was, too, they want the next Romo.
Oh, yeah.
They want someone that's going to tell you what's coming before it happens and be that guy, that professor, student of the game, too, that they don't have yet. So that's why they're spinning it.
Of course.
Because I don't know if there's anybody else that's retired recently and is out there, right?
I mean, I've heard people say, like, Kurt Warner's really good. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But does he have the personality?
I don't know. I mean,
we don't see him throwing balls off the back of kids' heads on Saturday Night Live.
It's going to be really, really hard to find the next Romo. Peyton is a guy that I think could be that because of his personality and his knowledge of the game. But until guys like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers start retiring, I don't think Rodgers would be good.
I don't think so either because they're dry.
But their knowledge of the game.
True. And
Romo was a bit excitable, but I didn't think that Romo had a great personality until he started doing it.
I'll give you one I think might be okay when they retire. Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a pretty personable guy, really knowledgeable quarterback.
That's a good one.
Has the resume to back it up as well. Can be off the cuff and be a little bit funny from time. I think he'd be okay.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Phillip Rivers would be funny.
Yeah, he's just such a bro or a I don't know, country bro. Yeah, but he's just like, I don't know. He might just be funny from the train wreck perspective.
And because he talked a lot of mess when he was on the field too, where he could get into maybe if he really wasn't worried about who he offended.
Right.
And he could say, just start ripping some of the guys if they made a bad play. That'd be funny.
But it's going to be difficult. Even if Peyton accepted, the expectations for Manning would be off the charts, almost to the point where it would be just impossible for him to live up to it for a lot of people, because they would expect as good or better than Romo, and you just don't know because it's a different dynamic than what he normally
does.
Now, I know he did the thing on Detail, that Kobe Bryant thing for ESPN, and that was good, but it's a whole different thing when you're interacting with someone and
all that involved. But go back. No one thought when it was announced Romo was going to do this. No one thought that Romo was, especially the first year when you're just kind of getting comfortable, getting your feet wet. Mm-hmm. No one thought he was going to take the world by storm with the way he's done this.
I don't think he thought.
I agree with that.
I think he was just like, this is what I do, this is what I know, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And now I'm sure that there was a person behind the scenes that's not getting credit for it that knew that, oh my God, what Romo does and is capable of doing, game in and game out is fantastic, and probably encouraged him to do it more, because that's something that I think goes unsung in a lot of this behind the scenes. You know this, is that you'll see something that did it once and you're like, you need to do that every time and you'll be a star. So someone had to recognize that and probably coach him into doing it more often. And maybe it was Jim Nantz. Who knows? But I think that was part luck with Romo and part somebody getting credit for recognizing that, wow, that was really special. That needs to be a thing you do. That's your style. That's what you do.
I think you're right, though. I think Jim Nantz played a role in getting Tony comfortable.
Oh, I'm sure.
And also because you could be intimidated working with a guy that has that kind of name and that reputation.
Sure.
To where it's like walking in, you know, sight unseen to do a broadcast job with a Bob Costas. You're going to be like, ooh, I'm not doing that. You know, I'm going to be real careful and mince my words. You're probably right. I think Nance had a lot to get him comfortable. Now, just to follow up on this, Peyton said, I'm not going to do the Monday Night Football, but he will host ESPN's new 5-part, 30-episode series called Peyton's Place, debuting on ESPN Plus in July. It doesn't go into a whole lot of detail on what Peyton's Place is, but that he is going to be doing something. And, of course, continuing with his detail, like you said, which Kobe does for basketball.
Right.
And those are awesome.
Yeah.
But they said part of the reason why they feel like he turned ESPN down again, too, was until Eli retires, he would feel very uncomfortable being critical or saying things or doing Eli's games.
And he would
games.
Have to, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that all transpires. But they said more so than anything else, because he doesn't need the money, that if you're looking for what his next move is, if it's anything to do with football, owner. That they feel like really? Evidently he's really banked some cash.
If he's moving into the owner part, definitely. Because I would have thought maybe like a front office or something, GM, I could see something like that. I don't think he would coach, but owner?
I've told you this before. If they do go outside of Booger, they're still considering Lewis Riddick, who I said I thought would be good.
Yeah.
And I think he's really, really become a good football personality on TV. Here's the other one that I'm not so jazzed about, Rex Ryan.
Oh, no, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't need that in my life. I do need the dynamo in my life sometimes. Everybody needs the dynamo in their life. They're off to their best start in club history. They're young, they're fresh, they're exciting. Led by El Pantera, the Panther, Albert Elise. He's outstanding, man. If you haven't watched the guy, you need to check it out. Even if you're not a huge soccer fan, these guys will get you motivated, get you pumped, get you into the game. They're one of the most exciting teams in the MLS. You got Memo Rodriguez on there, who's the leading goal scorer in the MLS. You got Joe Willis, who's among the league leaders as well as a goalkeeper. All season long, it's not just about the Dynamo and it's not just about this exciting young team. They're also partnering with MD Anderson. They've created this partnership and it's not just, hey, let's put your logo on our jersey. It's so much more than that. They have one goal, to end cancer, and that's what they're doing. That's why the Dynamo are teaming up with MD Anderson. So all season long, a portion of ticket sales will benefit MD Anderson and the MD Anderson Cancer Center. In fact, on Saturday, April 27th, that's coming up this weekend, Dynamo taking on the Columbus Crew. First 5,000 fans will get a Houston Dynamo End Cancer scarf. It's pretty cool. You need to check that out. If you've never been to a Dynamo game, you need to get out there. It's a great atmosphere. BBVA Compass Stadium is amazing. It's a truly unique thing that we've got going on here in Houston that you need to check it out. I highly recommend you get to a Dynamo game, and I highly recommend you do it April 27th. Get that Houston Dynamo in cancer scarf as long as you're one of the first 5,000 fans to make it through the door. They're young. They're passionate. They're hardworking. They reflect all the values that we have here in Houston. Get out there and support them. Get out there and show your hometown Dynamo team some love. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com, HoustonDynamo.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 as we roll on, having some good conversation on a bunch of different topics. On a good day, bad day. Good day with the weather and everything else. Bad day in terms of Barry's attitude coming in. You said you were having a bad day.
I feel like I'm in a bad mood, but I don't feel like I think I've been passionate about some topics, but have I been meaner than normal? How about that?
No. Okay. I'm not saying it's rolled over on the air so much, but you were the one that was forthcoming and saying.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah. I mean, I try to hide it. You know, it's like being married. You're not always happy, but you just hide it.
All right.
Oh, I hope she's in the car.
Do one. I'm sure it's right around school.
Yours,
time.
Not mine.
Yeah.
Mine's at home sick. Yours, not so much.
No, she's been sick for like a week and a half. That makes life a lot easier. Sportify Expo coming to Houston. Largest sports fan expo in H-Town. It's going to be at the GRB, George R. Brown, April the 27th and 28th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to meet, take photos with, and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic event, right? Well, we're going to give you a chance to go. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to the event. Caller 10, 713-780-ESPN. You can go to the Sportify Expo. And if you don't win the tickets, you can still go. SportifyExpo.com. Good luck.
Good luck. Coachella is happening, right?
Yeah, it's in Lisa's parents' neighborhood.
Kanye West has a booth at Coachella. And he is, it's called Church something.
Yeezy's Temporary Heezy?
No.
No?
I hate you for that.
How about the pop-up store at the Galleria that was such a nightmare? Remember that?
It's called Sunday Service.
Okay.
And he's got sweatshirts. He's got t-shirts. He's got socks. And they have different sayings on them. Like, just churchy sayings. Sayings about religion and faith, right? The t-shirts are going for $70.
I was just going to ask. I knew it.
The hoodie, I'm sorry. No, I misspoke. Not the hoodies. The sweatshirts. No, not even a hood on them. Just a regular ass run-of-the-mill sweatshirt between $175 and $225.
Ugh.
For a pullover crew neck sweatshirt. They have socks for $50. The line is ridiculous. And every person in that line is a dumbass. Who would pay $50 for socks? Now, I know I sound old. And I do. I mean, I spend money on shoes and clothes and whatnot. And that just seems like, and if you saw them, it's not even a brand Jordan. It's not, it's just Kanye. It looks like he had an iron and a bunch of like letters. And he's just out, him and Kim are up all night ironing sweatshirts and making them at the house. It's just ridiculous. I'm like, man.
Is it so much to ask if you're going to sell these things at a pop-up store just to make them affordable?
You would think.
I just used your phrase for you.
Is it so much to ask?
Is it so much to ask if you're going to do a pop-up at something like a Coachella? People just like casually in, you know, jean shorts and easygoing, very inexpensive wear, you know, because of the fact that it's so hot outside, or you know the weather's not going to, that you're going to spend that much money on, just make it affordable.
Well, this is the same guy that sold a plain white t-shirt for like $125.
Yeah, I remember.
And then, and people were buying it, and like, who would be dumb enough to buy a sweatshirt, a t-shirt, a plain white t-shirt, no markings, no KW on it, no Yeezy, no nothing, for $100. Doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I guess if people love Kanye that much, they want a Kanye sweatshirt. It'll be a status thing for sure, because people will recognize that, sure. Oh, that's the $225 sweatshirt from Coachella, and then they'll rock it, and you'll see it on Instagram. But at the end of the day, that's just dumb.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, that's the crazy thing. It's one thing that you can do these pop-up stores, and regardless, you're going to sell stuff, right? You're going to make money off of these deals because, like you said, it's a very trendy thing, and when you're lucky enough to get some of that merchandise and you can show it off, you know, it's a status symbol. But because of it, I mean, he's already looking at the kind of the Gucci price zones. It's a bit much.
Yeah, and I know there's going to be people be like, oh, but you paid $200 for a pair of Jordans. You're right. You are absolutely right. And I'm sure that, you know, if you get your shoes at Payless, then you think I'm an idiot. But I just feel like on some of this stuff, like, I don't know, there's status, you know, like I bought my wife a Louis purse. Mm-hmm. And that's just the thing. And that's dumb, I'm sure. But there's a big difference to me between that and these sweatshirts look like you bought them on the discount rack at Target. They're not even nice. I'm trying to find one. They're just not nice. They just look like you could buy one. You could buy iron on letters and make your own at the house for less than $5 and not have to spend $225.
That's crazy. But of course, you know what? If he's selling them, then why would you stop, right? Because, again, I go back to when we were looking at the lines across the street at the Galleria when he was going to do the pop-up shop there. And remember, they were around the block and people were sleeping on the sidewalk, and that was such a big deal. As long as he's going to keep selling them, he's not going to stop doing it.
That's what it looks like.
That's awful.
It's a circle of letters.
It's just awful.
It's literally, one says Holy Spirit, one says Sunday service at the Mount.
You're undercharging the peeps on your sweatshirts and your t-shirts.
$70. Yeah, I really need to. My pinky toe t-shirts need to be. I'm going to start charging $70. Josh Rapp got the last online order for the pinky toe shirt.
And the land.
For $20. Oh, yeah. The Welcome to the Land Where It Just Don't Stop shirts need to be. Those are going to go for $150.
Easy.
I mean, I'll get $70 for the pinky toe. I'm going to get $150 for the Welcome to the Land.
If you had a random tab or button on one shoulder, you can go at least 2.25.
And you know what? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy 4 different colors of tape, red, yellow, orange, and maybe a white, and just start making them myself like Kanye does these. Mm-hmm. And just get some letters and iron them on. I'm just putting order to work. I'll be like, look, you're homesick. Do something.
That's nice.
The socks say Jesus walks. Those are $50. And the other ones say church socks. For $50, you could have plain white tube socks that say church socks on them.
Has he always been this religious?
Because
the lyrics in a lot of his songs, he didn't go all Mason or anything like that.
He calls himself Jesus. So, well,
that's an ego. That's not a religious thing.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm like, did we miss during gardening season? Did we miss him turning over a new leaf that we weren't aware of?
I mean, these Holy Spirit crew neck $225 sweatshirts, they look like the hyper colors. They're changing colors. There's like a pink to a yellow.
It really does.
And then he's got sweatpants that say Sunday. That's ugly.
Like,
man.
The white ones on the top look like a CBA team sweatshirt. Like, that. There's your logo change. There's your uniform change.
Right? Wow. Yeah,
those are awful.
Good job, Kanye. Boy, there's a fool and his money are soon parted, I suppose.
Let's
do it.
Let's just do it just to get it over with. Paul's been waiting a while. He wants to talk Texans uniforms. And he hung up.
Literally. Did they clear the board? What happened?
No, it was. He was already hung up. He hung up already.
Oh, he did?
Those X's doesn't clear out the people that are already on hold.
Oh, our bad, Paul.
I thought he was going to tell us about the wombat on the back of the Texans jersey.
That's our bad, Paul. But don't worry. You don't need to call back.
I knew you were going to say that.
We're out. We'll try again tomorrow. We'll be good.
Okay. So we've got a half hour to go in the big show. We're going to continue to roll on. There's plenty more that we can get to, but I always like your participation. 713-780-ESPN. That's our HRNP listener line. 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And you can always reach out to us via Twitter, where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick.
Guys, check this out. I've been using this app. I've been telling you about this app. Some of you are on board and some of you aren't. And I'm going to need you, if you're not, to get on board with Get Upside. It is an outstanding app. It gets you cash back and it's super easy to use. And more of you are letting me know that you're hopping on board. And I'm glad you're sending me screenshots of the money you're getting cash back through Get Upside. And if you haven't got on board yet, now's your chance, right? It's completely free. And you just download it from the App Store. Put in promo code Barry once you get it downloaded, B-A-R-R-Y. It's going to get you extra cash back on your first fill-up. That's the beauty of this app, man. It is so simple to use. Like, on the way home, I got to fill up. So what I do is I go to my Get Upside app. I'm pulling up right now. It's so easy to use. I click on the gas tab, and it zooms out a little bit and shows me every gas station in my area where I can get cash back. There's 3 Shell stations and an Exxon right around me where I can go and get cash back right now with my fill-up. And I'm not just talking about, just here and there. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon at over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston. That's crazy good. And if you use promo code Barry, you'll get even more savings on your first fill-up. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon
cash back on her first fill up. If you got a company car, this is a great thing going. You should get upside just if you have a company car that you have to fill up on occasion. I like it too because I do a lot of driving. I got 20,000 miles on my car already. That's a lot of gas to pump in. I'm not leaving money at the pump. That's why I use get upside. Same thing when it comes to food. Like if I click the food tab right now on the app, it's going to show me every restaurant in the area. Burger King, 25% cash back. Popeyes, 20% cash back. There's Wendy's around the corner. 35% cash back is what you can get up to on each meal. Not just once, not just like each meal you get this cash back. Don't leave money at the table. That's your money. Hang on to it. The beauty of GetUpside is it's free. You get the cash back in your pocket. All you got to do is upload a receipt, pay with a debit card. It could not be simpler, guys. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, get that cash back, and thank me later. Y'all, we're right back here in 60 seconds. Don't touch that dial. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
30 minutes on the clock, give or take, as we take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing, and you are tuned into the number one sports station in Houston, ESPN 97.5. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Monday.
Numbers don't lie. Fact.
That's right.
Number one sports station in the city of Houston.
Very proud to be a part of that, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
Talked a little Astros. Talked about this ridiculous Texans uniform. What do we call it? It's not even a uniform switch.
I mean, somebody said, Barry, if they did file an update, it'll be 5 more years before they can do it again. Is that a thing?
I don't know what the rules are in each particular league. I know in the NBA that if you wanted to do, it takes almost 2 years from start to finish if you want to do, this was at least when Adidas was the uniform provider. I know part of that was because of the fact that Adidas was so behind in terms of getting colors and materials and things they needed. Nike, of course, with doing all the collegiate programs that they do and all the design work that they do, I think they can turn it around quicker, but I think they also make exceptions because if you think back to when LeBron was with the Cavs, they had like 18 different uniforms, yeah. And it was because LeBron was with the Cavs.
Of course. So
if they want to try hard enough to help you, they will.
Sure.
Put it that way.
Steelers fan Juan said, by now I'd pay $50 for a suspect shirt that I asked Nick for at Nick's place on Christmas.
It ain't Nick's fault. We covered that from that exact party when it was when the word was given down the line that we were going to get him.
Demetrius said, that's nothing, Barry. Have you checked out the stupid stuff Supreme sells? A $4 tape measure for $120. A tape measure? Who wants a tape measure that says Supreme on it? If it don't say Stanley or Craftsman,
Remember now, that's J.R. Smith got the tattoo.
The Supreme tattoo.
Supreme. Yeah. And the league said he had to cover it up.
A teddy bear goes for $400 on the Supreme website. That is dumb.
That's ridiculous.
But I should have paid $400 for some Jordans.
Oh, no. You know me and the J. I got a couple pairs of the J's recently.
I guess I'm just being an old fuddy-duddy because apparently if you're passionate about Kanye West, $50 for some socks that say church socks on them is nothing.
Is it too much to ask? I mean...
All right.
You want to keep Klay Thompson out of the Pacific Ocean?
That would be nice.
You see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's an LA kid and his dad, Michael Thompson, played with the Lakers. But here's the thing I'd be more concerned with if I was the Warriors. And if you don't know, Klay hasn't really been pleased with the way he's been shooting the ball during the playoffs so far. Hasn't had a breakout game. He and Jonas Jerebko decided on their off day to go to the beach. They played some pickup volleyball. That's what I would be concerned with.
Yeah.
And then he decided to...
In the sand.
Yeah, exactly. Then he decided to go take a little dip in the Pacific Ocean, and he said that, aside from anything else, was the main reason why he found his shooting stroke and went off for 32 points.
Yeah. It reminded me of Prince purifying himself in Lake Minnetonka.
Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah. This was Klay Thompson's Lake Minnetonka, apparently. But he got right.
Went for 32. At least he's not hiding it.
6 of 9 from 3-point range.
He's already talking about the fact that he's looking beyond the Clippers. He's like, we're watching who our matchup's going to be in the second round, and we know it looks like they're going to sweep. So we don't want to give them any extra time. We want to get this thing over with. So I told you back, and it wasn't much of a big statement or anything like that, but I felt like the big wake-up call was how embarrassing it was to give up
31. Yeah. Well, of course. That's going to be a wake-up call
for any lead that big.
Any good team, that should be a wake-up call.
Regular season, it wouldn't have been a wake-up call for the Celtics. It would have been Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
But I will say this. They're playing good ball right now.
I just not just because I'm a Rockets fan, but because I went out on the limb and said it. If the Rockets beat the Warriors in round two, you guys are never going to hear the end of it. I'm just going to be like, no matter what you say, I'm going to be like, whatever.
As long as they don't predict that? So totally Houston it and then lose in the Western Conference Finals to
Doesn't
Portland.
Matter. Doesn't matter. I'll take that. Honest to God, if you were to tell me when I made the prediction and you guys looked at me like, you're a dumbass, why are you saying those words out loud? I would just be like, I'll take it. I don't care.
Didn't
if they
you have OKC in that mix, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I said either one of those teams will prevent them from making to the Western Conference Finals. So if that happens, oh, my God. I'm just going to have shirts made.
I got vacation.
Say I'm NBA smart. Maybe Ike will let me chime in on one of his tweets next time.
Yeah. I got vacation time, so tell me if that happens, I'm good.
You can take
yeah.
it off?
Yeah, I'm just taking it off.
What does Clarence want to
talk
about?
I mean, if they do it with two superstars, though.
Oh, God, please don't. I don't need that argument again. Let's get Clarence in here. The cost of berries, I don't know what that says.
Either.
What does that say, Nick? The cost of berries.
It's cut off on my end, too.
Okay. What's up, Clarence?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Barry, you better not be raising the price of your shirt because you know what's going to happen.
What?
You're going to have that guy from the Listener Appreciation Party with his imitation shirt selling it for like $10.
I remember that. Did you ever see what he made?
Yes. It was horrible.
It really was. It looked like, I don't know, it looked like a kaleidoscope threw up. It was just the worst looking shirt I've ever seen. I was like, bro, if you're going
to... for him to step to you about it.
Right. If you're going to steal my idea, at least come up with a nice design. That was awful. I can't see how he sold a single one of those. There's no way. It was bad.
You raise the price to almost $200, I bet you'd sell all of them.
I bet he would.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Clarence.
Yeah, man. Hope all is well.
So have you picked out what your position in politics is going to be?
My position in politics?
Yeah.
What?
Like your next job?
What?
Whichever, because you're basically going to be name your own job after what's going on in the Ukraine. You see this?
No.
A TV comedian is set to become the new president of the Ukraine.
What?
Yeah. So I'm saying.
You Yakov could be, Smirnoff.
If you want to. Well,
was it him?
Cheers to you. No. Okay, before I even say don't catch me late.
No, just go. Just say it. Just say it.
Volodymyr Zelensky.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
But the way it's spelled?
That sounds like you got it right.
Oh.
Vladimir. That's Vladimir.
I said it in a different accent.
Voldemort?
On a different accent on the syllable, but I did it.
Vladimir is not
Vladimir?
No, you did
Zelensky.
Vladimir or something. It was not bad. It wasn't
bad. A comedian with no political experience has won a landslide victory in Ukraine's presidential election, according to the exit polls. He played an honest president in a popular Ukrainian TV series. He challenged the incumbent president, Petro Poroshenko, and dominated with 70% of the vote.
Damn.
So if you want to be the successor to the mayor of Houston.
I want to run for either president of the vending machine council or,
get that done.
Executive vice president of uniform operations for the Texans. I would be happy with either one of those at this point. President, but you know what? If a reality star billionaire can be president, why can't a broke ass comedian?
I mean, it's a good point. I mean, look, his quotes so far were, I will never let you down. I'm not yet officially the president, but as a citizen of the Ukraine, I can say to all countries in the post-Soviet Union, look at us. Anything's possible.
Wow. He's the Donald Trump of the Ukraine.
He must have seen that and gone, payday.
Man.
That's like saying.
Imagine you're just like, watch this guy, guys. I'm going to get on the ballot as a joke. And then you win. You're like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to. That's crazy. Good for him.
What's Madam
Is he funny? Did you look up any of his videos?
No.
They're probably all in
Because I need an interpreter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would lose something in translation if it was just subtitled. But what's Taya Leone? Madam President?
Oh, yeah.
That's like saying because she played Madam President on
TV,
she's going to be the next president of the United States.
I used to think she was sexy.
She used to be really hot.
Yeah.
She was in one series.
She was in Bad Boys.
She was
in Bad
great
Boys?
In Bad Boys,
Boy,
too.
She
yeah.
was hot in Bad
yep.
Boys.
Yep.
That little raspy voice.
She was
voice.
In another series, too. But, yeah, she's...
Her little raspy voice.
She had
voice
it going for a while. Hot. There's no doubt yeah. about that.
Yeah, she lost the velocity on her fastball pretty quick, though.
Everybody does.
Yeah, it happens.
At one point.
Right? Get old.
That's true. Just ask me. Okay, so we got one segment to go in the show, and we're going to keep rolling on. We appreciate you being along for the ride. Again, we'll take you till 4. Blitz is going to take you till 7. You don't have to do a thing. It's all right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys taking us on the go on a Monday here in the big city. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio. The Blitz will take over at 4, take you till 7. Fred, AJ, Aaron, the crew will be in to do what they do.
I didn't get to watch the fight, but kind of disappointing that that fight ended because of a low blow.
Yeah. Wasn't his jaw.
Yeah, it was his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it, too.
Mir looked pretty weak, but whatever. It did suck that it ended that soon. I watched pieces of it, yeah. Good portions of it.
That kind of does suck because there was a lot of build-up.
I know I rewatched round 2 and I think 3.
Oh, really? Was it a lot like what Trey predicted? I mean, he obviously predicted the glass jaw effect.
Oh, the jaw, that's been Amir Khan's MO. But yeah, I mean, Crawford is just too fast and strong for him. Mm-hmm. It looked like one of the fighters had a cheat code, honestly.
Really?
Oof. In my opinion.
That's never good.
Now they're anticipating Crawford Errol Spence Jr.
Ooh.
That
okay.
would be a hell of a fight.
I'm down with that.
That would have some hype and some build up to it, and I think would be very popular with the peeps.
Yep.
So interesting to see if that actually happens. Before we go any further, we had Paul on the line earlier. He hung up. Paul wants to talk about NFL logos. Paul, what's up?
Hey, man. How y'all doing today?
What's up, man? How are you?
Pretty good. I just want to touch on a few little points. Talking about the logo and everything, you're totally correct. The Houston logo totally sucks. Number two, bring your snacks with you. You'll have to screw with the vending machine. And three, I wouldn't pick a booger McFarland for anything. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Have a good Monday.
Thank you, Paul. One, I agree. Two, if I bring my own snacks, they'll steal them. Three, see what you did there.
And do you like it?
I mean, it wasn't his worst call.
Okay, so is that saying something?
He wouldn't pick a booger McFarland.
I heard what he did there.
See what he did there.
Yeah.
You see what he did there?
He could be the president of the Ukraine in 4 years.
I see what he did there.
He's a comedian.
Are you really going to disparage comedians like myself?
No, I'm just saying he's aspiring or perspiring. No. But either way, he might be able to turn that into a second career in politics.
Big difference in making a booger joke on the radio. Obviously. On a call-in. Yes. I don't really even know how to respond to it. To be honest with you, I was looking at box scores.
Yeah. Which sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
Specifically, Kyle Lowry.
Mm-hmm. 9-9 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. He had the one 22-point game after he put up a donut in game one. Mm-hmm. But it is funny that all is forgiven when the team is winning.
Sure.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard is carrying that team. He's carrying Kyle Lowry. But I mean, Kawhi's the guy out there,
sure.
And it's obvious. And I think because I saw people, I have friends in Toronto that were just like calling for Kyle Lowry's head I hadn't seen anything. And he hasn't had any. I mean, he had the 22-point game, but other than that, he's not doing anything.
No.
He played a little bit of D. But
he should be buying things for Siakam to say thank you. Because of the emergence of Siakam, they haven't been as critical as they very well deserve to be for Kyle. And the thing is, if you're a Raptors fan, and I said this well before they got this thing, the ship righted in the playoffs, was that this is such a huge year for the franchise. It might be the biggest year in the history of the franchise, because if they don't go far and do a whole bunch of stuff, Kawhi's going to leave, and then you're stuck with Kyle Lowry at $30-plus million a year, and you hope that you can keep Siakam, but I don't think that you'll have enough, if you're going to keep him, to try and get you another superstar that wants to go to Toronto like that. So it's huge, and you're right. Winning does cure everything for now, but exactly what we said is going to happen looks like it's going to happen in the East and all the four top seeds. But now the pressure and the spotlight are really going to be on, and it's going to be real interesting if we see a more focused and productive Kyle Lowry. Otherwise, the Raptors better enjoy the ride while they can, because they could be starting over next
Sixers
year.
Sixers might run them out of the gym if Kyle Lowry doesn't step up.
They need all the help. Yeah, you're right. Everybody's got to contribute.
Yeah, and I mean, that 1-4 matchup between Boston and Milwaukee is going to be pretty interesting.
I think so, too.
Boston playing pretty well. Getting
peaking
after
at the right
it defensively. Yep. Starting to peak. They've seemed to have figured it out and who they are and refound their identity and the kind of dominance we thought we would see from them all year starting to emerge. Both them and I feel like the Bucks will win tonight, get that sweep.
Yeah, I do too.
So you've got those two teams that both will be coming off of a pretty impressive sweep. I mean, 1-8, you didn't expect much of the Pistons. No. I didn't, at least.
And even with Blake Griffin playing the other night, and he made a difference to some degree, but I don't think they're in the same class.
I mean, when you listen to these games, it's literally the same thing. Milwaukee's going to score 120, and Detroit's going to get to about 100. And that's what it played out to be. 120, 186, 120, 99, 119, 103. He was there. more from a hope perspective than anything else. But, that series hasn't been close. Kind of like this Jazz series with the Rockets. It just really hasn't been close. Game three was close, but which is more than you can say for that Bucks-Pistons series. But I'm looking forward to that Bucks-Celtics.
It should be a good one. Remember, that was a first-round series last year that went 7 games.
Yep.
So that was worth the price of admission in itself. You're going to see that again. And, of course, the second round could be just gold, because you got those two big matchups in the East. You got Rockets-Warriors in the West.
I tell you what, Nuggets-Spurs is a weird one.
Yeah, that's the one series.
I can't figure it out.
When we looked at it, I don't think anybody would have said, well, the toughest, most competitive series in the first round
Nuggets-Spurs.
Was going to be Nuggets-Spurs.
It's a 2-7 matchup. And you would think it was a 4-5, or you would think it was 1-2 meeting in the Western Conference Finals. The way that they've split now. They've had 4 games, 2 at home for each of them, and they've split.
And I warned you that Denver in the playoffs was going to be different. But the thing that bothers me the most about the Nuggets is every game, there's another external motivation needed to get them fired up, to get them engaged. But Mike Malone pulled another card out and rabbit out of his head, and the Nuggets played well, got a win in San Antonio, but all that means is it's just going to be a longer series and an easier road for Portland, presumably, when they get done with OKC, to where Portland's going to cakewalk to the Western Conference Finals.
It's looking that way.
Unless Denver really gets their bleep straight in the semis.
I don't see Denver or San Antonio beating Portland.
No.
Not the way that they're playing right now.
And if they can you imagine if they had Nurkic?
Boy.
Because Cantor's playing really well and helped them. But you know what? The bigger thing has been their role players have stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we said, the Rockets are able to survive an 0-15 start by James Harden because their role players and their supporting cast stepped up to pick up the slack. And that's what you're seeing in Portland. I mean, what, Portland hadn't won a road game in the playoffs in 3 years?
Was that what it was like? They were 0-12, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And they
got it done defensively, too. I mean, you give credit to McCollum and Damian Lillard for their offensive prowess, but they got after it defensively. If you can hold Russell Westbrook to a point in the second half.
He looks awful, by the way.
He does look awful, but, I mean, early on he was getting a little cocky with some of the stuff he was doing in the first half of that game, but give credit to Portland for the how they played defensively.
And McCollum big late. Paul George whining for a call that shouldn't have never. Gladly it wasn't made, but one hell of a block on a on a numbers situation fast break for Paul George and the Thunder, and he gets the block on one end, then gets the dagger three in traffic on the other end. And you know, for all we can say about Damian Lillard, do you realize that McCollum had more points than he did? That tells you how good that backcourt is.
Oh yeah, no doubt. And it's weird. Switching back to the East, that the way you had sweeps in the one versus eight and 4-5 matchups, and then in the 2-7 and the 3-6, you got the road team coming out and winning game one, and then the favorite winning the next three in a row, kind of getting that wake-up call like the Warriors got. So like you said, it's going to be most likely, it's going to be Bucks, Celtics, and Raptors, Sixers. I mean, early on.
That's what everybody wanted.
Early on.
It, right?
I think that was the no brainer. I think the West was a lot harder to predict than the East. I felt like the East. That's why. But we all got a little oof because, you know, I know I felt like it was going to be a cakewalk for the top four seeds in the East, and they went out and a couple of them lost that first game, and it was like, oh man, well that's going to make me look terrible.
You know what I was thinking about the other night though? Oh, how far Houston has come from Carmelo Anthony. Oh,
boy. That's a good point.
At the start of the season, could any of us have predicted that this Rockets team would look this good, this deep, this talented when you started with Carmelo Anthony?
No. Could you imagine what this season would have been like if they don't make that move? If Daryl Morey doesn't realize what's going on?
I mean, I see Michael Carter-Williams in a Magic uniform, and I'm going, oh my God, if he and James Ennis and Carmelo Anthony remained on this roster, I mean, y'all give me a hard time. But Daryl wasn't exactly a genius at the start of the year with the guys that he had on this roster.
His moves just, didn't make it.
Thank goodness with the buyout market, they got a different team because now, arguably, they may be the deepest team in the league.
Yeah, from start to finish, one through eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very
just
well.
Rotationally, it's, right?
Yeah, that's why I've been saying I felt they were. This is why I said what I said because I believe in the Warriors. Obviously, they're starting five, but I don't feel like the Warriors are as deep as they've been in the past. And I think the Rockets could be deeper.
I think again, like the Rockets, the Warriors have deepened themselves over the year, over the course of the season, with the addition of a Bogut. Mm. Because look, where would they be without Andrew Bogut if Boogie goes down? They had a backup plan.
I think they would be okay with Durant, Curry,
and Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. You still need a big post defender.
I think those four guys, all four All-Stars, would carry them.
All I can say, Barry, is we'll see. Because we're going to see in the second round. It looks like that.
We are.
So that should be a fun one. It was a fun one today, and we've got four more to go in the week. So hopefully you'll be along for the ride as a usual suspect. We always appreciate you guys. So we want to make sure you guys have the best of evenings. And, of course, the Blitz is next. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody, right here on ESPN 97.5.
I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.